Information for this podcast was gathered by Nate Grimm, Kristen Mazemke, Becca Shaner, Jan Schult, and Melissa Stolaski with help from curator Dawn Cher Tomei during the Milwaukee Digital Media Conference in 2007.
The Jivaro people are an Amazonian group located in parts of Ecuador and Peru. Known historically for its intense ferocity, the tribe received its reputation as early as 1599 when Spanish colonies reported attacks from Jivaro that resulted in as many as 25,000 deaths. There are four groups within the Jivaro people, and only the Shuar is known for shrinking heads, or Sansa. The Jivaro settled disputes amongst their clans with warfare. Shrinking heads was a ceremony that followed the battles. Trophy heads were taken only from men, and these symbols of victory were believed to contain the spirit of the deceased. Although the Jivaro are known for this process, we know that other Peruvian indigenous groups also shrunk heads as early as 1,200 years ago from evidence on pottery from that area. Museum curator Dawn Cher Tomei explains the characteristics of an authentic shrunken head.
The traditional heads, their ears are shrunk and they look exactly like real ears. In some that have been produced for commercial or tourist purposes, sometimes they're doughy looking. Another characteristic, the eyes are shut. The mouth also has three shanta pins usually to close it to keep the spirit there. The hair also is usually very long. It's not cut or adorned in any way. The face has been blackened by ash or pigment to make it look very dark, almost black. Another one is nose hairs still exist. You can tell that it's a real nose and that there are nostrils, that there's actual hair, nose hair in there. Look for that.
Are all the shrunken heads that we see on display at the Milwaukee Public Museum real?
That depends on how you define real, because all of those heads are shrunken human heads. Commonly people ask if they're real, meaning are these heads real human heads that have been shrunk? Well, yes, that's the question. Yes, they are. One of the heads has curly white hair, and that is a shrunken African male. So they aren't Jivaro like more traditional ones are. The other part of the real aspect is, are they shrunk for traditional purposes, or have they been shrunk more for the tourist trade?
How did the Jivaro shrink heads?
The shrunken heads, or tsansas, as they're known by the Jivaro, shrunk heads by cutting off the victim's head. Then they cut a seam in the back of the head all the way down to the neck, from the top of the head down to the neck. They peeled it off. They discarded the skull. They sewed it up again. They put hot stones in there, and then progressively smaller hot stones. They put sand in it and continuously making sure that the facial features remain constant. So then they do the process of the coloration and the chanta pins. And most of them then were used to wear into the next battle. So there was a cord that was often suspended from the top of the head.
To keep up with demand, entrepreneurs took sloth heads or goat hide and adapted them to look human. Many of these heads were sold to tourists who could not tell the difference. Other people illegally found heads to shrink from mortuaries and cemeteries to sell. In later years, the shrinking of heads moved to other areas like Panama, where it was not outlawed. Most heads currently come from Panama in private collections. In Ecuador, shrunken heads may be made from animals, but sloth are no longer used in order to protect the species. Today, many Jivaro groups have adapted some Western ways, but continue to protect their way of life. They are learning Western laws and methods to protect their hunting land and environment from increasing oil drilling and other uses of their land. Maintaining their culture and identity is very important to them.